Oh.
Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Tell me, are you registered to vote in Georgia?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, in this case, let's go ahead and continue and appreciate your time. Tell me, sir, what is the year of your birth?
Crap, my apologies. 30, my bad, I'm older.
Don't worry about that. It's just for the survey purposes, not for something else. Don't worry about that.
No, I'm trying to figure out what year I was born. I'm so old then.
No, don't worry about that.
1965.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And tell me, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Oh, Hispanic, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. By any chance, it will be Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, or another Hispanic, Latino, Mexican. Okay. Thank you for that. And what is your race? White, black, or African American? White. Thank you for that. And tell me, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? For example, 12th grade or below?
No, bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. Bachelor's degree. Let me mark that down in here. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power. Yeah. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. Tell me.
Each vote has definitely potential to make a change in the election.
Thank you for that. That's a really good answer, and let me mark that down in here. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is ahead, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied? Sorry, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Right now I'm really dissatisfied how, you know, Mr. Biden was handling the country.
That's for sure.
It's a middle for me, to be honest. He did have some great things he did talk about. Okay. He did mention, but, you know, I believe he's not in the right state. That's, you know, mine now to be able to handle this country.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. It will be 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person that or organization that I'm asking you, please feel free to set it as well, okay? Now, let's go ahead and start. For example, the first one will be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I don't know, man, that guy. He did it, so probably a 10.
Probably a 10?
Yeah, John F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Yes. It will be a 10 for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's a hit or miss. A 5 has to be a 5.
Has to be a 5, okay. What about the Democrat Party?
No, it's a 3. Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Probably I have to go with could I do a 7?
Yes, of course. Let me mark that down here as a 7. Now let's talk about Joe Biden.
Mr. Joe Biden, I have to give that man a 7 as well.
7 as well. Okay, let's talk about J.D. Benz.
Oh, Benz. All right. Probably a 6.
6, okay. Now, the Republican Party?
Nah, no, 7 as well, man. You know,
7
as all them.
7 as okay. What about the Senator Raphael Warnock?
Oh, Warnock, man. I'm going to have to give him probably a 4.
A 4, okay. And last but not least, Donald Trump.
Man, that man's full of it, man. He's a crazy man. But, you know, he does have some good options for the country. Even though he's not, you know, I'll give him a 9.
9, okay. Let me mark that down here. 9 as your answer. Now, let's go ahead and move forward. We're almost done. And I know that it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third-party candidate, you're on the side, or will you vote for other political offices but not for president, or will not vote at all in these upcoming elections?
Yeah, I might have to go Republican.
Republican Donald Trump, okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let me mark that down here as your answer. Thank you for that. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom you will vote? To be your House representative, the Democrat candidate, or the Republican candidate?
Probably the Democrat.
Democrat candidate. Okay. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Even if neither is perfect, let me read it to you so you can see which one it's closer to your opinion, okay? So let's go ahead and start. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make a change on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Now let's go with the statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in these upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one is closer to your opinion?
I have to go with the first option.
The first option, it will be this, statement A, much more or somewhat more for you?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you for that answer. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Let's go ahead and start. I will tell you 3. Our government and political system works efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. It will be statement A. Our governments and political system will likely never work efficiently to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. It will be the number 2. And the third one will be, our government and political system do not work efficiently now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could be in the future. Which one do you select?
It has to be number 3.
Number 3. Thank
you
for
that. Yeah, I feel like they're really lagging behind on what really matters in home. And,
okay.
They keep worrying more overseas than what's really happening here.
Okay, I got you. And let me go ahead and mark that down as your answer. Thank you for that, by the way. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about these of each of the following that I'm about to say to you, okay? For example, the future of the country.
I feel neutral.
Neutral. We only have positive and negative as an answer.
Oh, okay. I feel a little negative. I have to go negative.
Away. Okay, thank you. Now, your own future?
Positive.
Positive. Thank you for that. And the future of the planet?
Man, it has to go negative.
Negative. Okay. Thank you for those answers. Let's go ahead and continue. Now, from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 elections, will you say that voting is getting easier or harder for you, or has it been about the same? Let me give you the answers that we have for you. For example, much easier, somewhat easier, about the same, somewhat harder, much harder.
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers, okay? Let's go ahead and start. Let me give it to you. I don't like any of the candidates. The first one. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't have time to vote. Because elections are rigid and my vote won't matter. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Because voting doesn't change anything. Because voting doesn't change things that matters to me. Or I don't know enough about the candidates.
The hard one.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard. It's a little bit hard, but you can select just one or two as you feel comfortable.
Even though, you know what? First and the last one. Like,
first
you never
and
know.
First and last one.
Mhm.
Okay. Excellent. Well, that's a really good answer. Let me mark that down here. Thank you for that.
A hard one.
Yeah, it was a hard one. Yeah, I give you that.
But at the end of the day, you don't know a lot about them.
Yes, you're totally right. And thank you for your answer. Now, let's go ahead and continue. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Let me give it to you. All the politicians, Republicans, Democrats, racist politicians, or none of the above?
Probably racist politicians.
Racist politicians. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America